Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. I'm your host, the great and wonderful Ricky Lee Travolta. This week, we are going to be focusing on the Broadway show Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Beautiful is a jukebox musical featuring the songs of Carole King, augmented by contemporary songs by Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil, and Phil Spector. King is regarded as the most successful female songwriter of the latter half of the 20th century. She wrote or co-wrote 118 pop hits on the Billboard Hot 100 between 1955 and 1999. She also wrote 61 hits that charted in the UK. In the 1970s, King began performing her own material in concerts and on solo albums. Her most successful album is Tapestry, which topped the U.S. album charts for 15 weeks in 1971. In total, she recorded 25 solo albums. Her record sales are estimated at over 75 million copies worldwide. King won 4 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2015, her lifetime achievements were recognized when she became a Kennedy Center honoree. Beautiful, the Carole King musical, had its world premiere in San Francisco in 2013 and opened on Broadway at the Stephen Sondheim Theater in January 2014. We're going to start the show off with the song 1650 Broadway Medley, which takes place in the musical when 16-year-old King goes to New York to try and sell a song to music publisher Donnie Kirshner.
I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah, chubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know the gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of
poison.
Mix it up right here in
yackety
the sink.
King moves on to Queen College, where she begins collaborating with Jerry Goffin. Romance sparks between the two songwriters, and she soon becomes pregnant. Goffin and King marry and come up with a new hit song for Donnie Kirshner, Some Kind of Wonderful, which was recorded by the Drifters.
All you have to do is touch my hand to show me you understand, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonder. anytime my little world is blue, I just have to look at you, and everything seems to be some kind of wonderful.
I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I want to say,
but the right words just don't come my way.
I just know when I'm in your embrace, this world is a happy place, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful.
Now that's a song. Can finally get your office here, because you know who I'm going to give that to? The Drifters.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
All you have to do is touch my hand.
Wonderful.
To show me that you understand.
Wonderful.
And something happens to me.
Wonderful.
That's some kind of wonderful.
Wonderful.
Anytime my little
wonderful
world is blue.
Wonderful.
I just have to
wonderful
look at you.
Wonderful.
And everything
wonderful
seems to be
wonderful.
Some kind
wonderful
of wonderful.
King and her husband Jerry get an office at 1650 Broadway, legitimizing their status as in-demand songwriters. They then meet lyricist Cynthia Well, who wants to collaborate. Together they come up with Happy Days Are Here Again.
I'd like to say a thing or two about this song I sing for you. These are not the words you thought you knew.
Barry Mann, a composer with an office next door to King and Goffin, decides to collaborate with Cynthia. When music publisher Donnie Kirshner expresses that he wants a new song for the Shirelles, both songwriting teams compete for the job, with the winner being King and Goffin for their song, Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. tomorrow. Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment?
Competition sparks between the two songwriting teams. One such song, You Lost That Love and Feeling, written by Barry, Cynthia, and Phil Spector, landed in the hands of the Righteous Brothers, who record it in 1964, and it goes on to become a number one hit in both the U.S. and U.K.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby, but baby,
how long did that take? 2 hours?
The problem is the key. It needs to be lower. And I know exactly who should sing it.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it.
You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You lost that love feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa.
I get down on my knees for you.
Ooh, for you.
If you would only love me like you used to do. Yeah.
We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Slip away,
oh, baby.
Barry and Cynthia also penned the hit On Broadway, about a singer struggling on Broadway. Right out of the gate, the song was recorded by the Drifters, the Cookies, and the Crystals.
Say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air on Broadway. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat,
the glitter rubs right off and you're nowhere.
Listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. This week we are featuring music from Beautiful, the Carole King musical. By Act Two, the King-Goffin marriage is on the ropes. Barry, Donnie, and Cynthia come to visit the couple's new house, and they play them their new song, We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Jerry grows depressed that he and Carol's writing isn't scoring hits, and he leaves. It is then that it comes out that Jerry has been seeing another woman. Carole King ends her marriage with a cheating Jerry.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. We'll be right back.
King decides to move from New York to Los Angeles. For her parting, she sings her new song, You've Got a Friend. The song signals a change for King from songwriter to singer-songwriter. King includes the song on her solo album, Tapestry. The song won King a Grammy for Song of the Year. Over the years, the song has been recorded by such artists as James Taylor, Michael Jackson, and Dusty Springfield.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.
Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend, when people can be so cold,
they'll hurt you
and desert you.
They'll take your soul if you let them.
Oh, but don't you let them. You just call my.
During the recording of the album Tapestry, King is afraid to record the final song for the album, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which she wrote with Jerry before their divorce. She's afraid the song will stir up too many bad memories. However, her producer, Lou Adler, finally convinces her to record the song, and it is a smash hit. The most successful version of the song was recorded by Aretha Franklin. In addition to King and Franklin, the song has been recorded by such artists as Celine Dion and Mary J. Blige.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, baby, what you done to me?
The show concludes with the King original, I Feel the Earth Move, which became one of the biggest mainstream pop hits of 1971. This will be our last song of the day. I hope you've enjoyed this look at Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Please join me next week for another episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Until then, be good to each other.